Well, what a simple little story and a fun little song. The story of the wise man and the foolish man building their houses on different foundations is easy to understand. And it makes sense that Jesus would use this parable about building. Jesus is often referred to as a carpenter. And when we think of carpenters, we often think about wood. But the Greek word used in the Bible for carpenter is actually the word tekton. This word can also be used to mean artisan, builder, or stone worker. His father, Joseph, was a tekton. And we assume Jesus was a tekton, meaning that he would have a good knowledge for building things. And the audience of Jesus would have had known a lot about building projects. Because King Herod, who reigned at the time of the birth of Jesus, was known to be a great builder. King Herod brought together Greek and Roman styles along with his own innovations and many of the building projects, and it is actually an architectural style known as Herodian. King Herod had the Temple of Jerusalem rebuilt, and the Western Wall that we see images of today, where people go and pray in Jerusalem, is actually a remnant of Herod's building of the temple. Pretty interesting, huh? He also built several palaces around the region, including this famous Herodian located just south of Jerusalem. This grand structure is well over 120 feet high. It was thought to have towers on top of it and many other buildings surrounding it. The audience of Jesus would have seen many of these building projects in their lifetime, grand, big building projects. And as many of these building projects actually went along for almost 20 years after the death of King Herod, so it is very likely that even Jesus or Joseph or others saw or even participated in some of these building projects. So to the people around here to talk about building and foundations, this parable would have made a lot of sense to them. And the story from Matthew again goes, "Then everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." Jesus is very clear that his teachings are the foundation of our lives. The foundation of any building is the most important part of the building. A bad foundation can ruin the most beautiful and well-constructed buildings. The prophets of the Bible talk about the chief cornerstone. Isaiah 28 says, "So this is what the sovereign Lord says, 'See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who relies on it will never be stricken with panic.'" In Zechariah 4 says, "From Judah will come the cornerstone, from him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler." And the prophets tell us that he would be rejected. The psalmist tells us the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. And Jesus even knew that he would be rejected by many, as he repeats this in Matthew 21. Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone'? The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit. Anyone who falls on the stone will be broken to pieces. Anyone on whom it falls will be crushed." The cornerstone was the most important part of the foundation in ancient buildings. See, a cornerstone was cut perfectly into a square. It had perfect angles and perfect sides. And when the cornerstone was set, all measurements would be taken from this corner. The building's lines would be made straight based on this stone. Now, this is a verse you've probably heard many times from me, but I think it's a very important verse. In Acts chapter 2, it reads, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer." The foundation of the church from the very beginning was the teachings of the apostles, gathering for worship and praying together. And the fellow believers in Ephesus was no different. In Ephesians 2, it reads, "Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." The prophets told us that Jesus was the cornerstone. Jesus told us that he was the cornerstone. Paul tells us in Ephesians that Jesus is the cornerstone. And Peter repeats the statement that Jesus is the cornerstone in Acts. It sure seems to me that this is an important concept. And if in this congregation we do not make Jesus our cornerstone, then we will fail. We need to be about Jesus and not what is popular or not what offends people. And while we may agree that the church needs to be built on the rock, on the solid foundation, church is only one part of our individual lives. See, many of us treat church like it is just a part of us. If our lives were a house with many rooms, we have built each of the rooms on a different foundation. You see, in our lives, we have this room we call our career. And we often build our career on pride, ambition, money, success, status, and power, but not on a foundation of Christ. We build marriages on physical attraction, what social class a person comes from, and if we have similar interests, but often we don't build them on a foundation of Christ. We have families, and we try to build our families based on family tradition. We center our lives on our kids and all their activities and sports and vacations and holidays. But how often are our families built on a foundation of Christ? And we like to have fun. We like to have a social life. And we build that social life on me, on having fun, on who our friends are, on where we're going and what we're doing, but not necessarily a foundation built on Christ. And many people have a whole room dedicated to politics, and they build their politics based on what the politicians are doing. And we listen to what the world is telling us, and we base our beliefs and our politics on what is popular and what people are telling us to believe, often not on a foundation of Christ. And some of us in our lives have built a secret little room. It is built on our most selfish desires, secrets, and sins, and certainly not built on the foundation of Christ. This room is the most dangerous room of our lives. The secret room is a room we rarely share with others, but this room is where we invite rot, we invite mold, and we allow things that are destructive in our lives. And the problems in this room become problems in our other rooms. These problems grow and slowly destroy our families, our jobs, and our most important relationships. And then some of us, we save one little room for our faith. That's where we keep our Bible, we keep our prayer, we keep our church. And all too often, it is the only room in our lives with a good foundation. And that small little foundation doesn't support the rest of the house. And that little foundation cannot protect the rest of the house from external or internal threats. Because let's face it, The real truth is that most of us have made ourselves the cornerstone of our lives. We make everything else fit around us, including our faith. We buy into what the world says is important. But everything we do in life needs to be built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. What careers we choose, our marriages, our political beliefs, our families, everything about us needs to be built on the rock. Because we all know in life the storms will come. In life the floods will come. In life the wind will beat against us. And when our lives are built on the right foundation, we will withstand all of the storms. But when we build our lives on worldly beliefs, then often our lives come tumbling down. We experience complete failures. And the same thing not only applies to our individual lives, but it applies to our church, our congregation. For everything we do in this church, the way we worship, the way we learn, the way we serve, everything, I mean everything, needs to be focused on Jesus. It is the only way. Because how can we point people to Jesus if we ourselves do not have Jesus as our cornerstone? And with Jesus as our cornerstone, we must use the teaching of the apostles and the prophets as our foundation. God's word is our true foundation, and we cannot distort it, we cannot twist it, we cannot lose it. And do you know what happens when we do not build on a proper foundation? When our focus stops being on Jesus, when our focus stops being on the word of God, we end up with division and controversy. And individual personalities become the focus. Selfish desires take over, and we allow false teachings to come into our church. When we focus on anything about Jesus, we end up with controversy. And that's why I believe wholeheartedly that the focus of this congregation, the focus of every single member here, needs to be on Jesus Christ. This is the standard by which we should measure everything we do. We need to ask ourselves every week, did I come here and was my worship focused on Jesus? Needing to look at me and say, is the preacher focused on Jesus? Is our Sunday school focused on Jesus? Are our missions focused on Jesus? And what about your life? Is everything in your life built on the rock? Is Jesus your chief cornerstone? Is every room of your house built on God's foundation, on God's word? And you know, if it's not, it's never too late. Because if you have a foundation problem in your house, what do? You have people who come in who can dig it out of your foundation. You have people who can shore it up, repair it, reinforce it, or even replace it. And in your life, you can bring Jesus into your heart. You can allow the Holy Spirit into your life. You can bring God's word back into your life. You can bring prayer back into your life. And when you do that, God can shore up, repair, and rebuild anything and everything in your life. Maybe you just need some cracks repaired. Maybe you just need your sound foundation lifted back up to where it was. And maybe you failed miserably and everything has been washed out. And even if you feel devastated, you can be rebuilt on a whole new foundation. See, God loves you. And you can get a building permit and start foundation work by going to God and asking for forgiveness. You can repent of your sins. You can tell God that you want Jesus and His Holy Scriptures to be your foundation, and then the work will begin. And everything in your life will begin to change as that foundation comes together. But you see, you have to allow God to build and design that foundation, because you are not the architect. You are not to be the designer. You don't have the choice. You allow God to do the work. Allow God to do the design and allow Him to build your foundation so that you can become the person that God has called you to be. And the question is, will you let Jesus be your cornerstone in every part of your life? Will you let God come and shore your foundation? Will you let Him lead and direct your life so that you will stand on that solid rock? Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you for this simple parable taught by your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask that this parable enlightens people to realize where they have allowed their lives to go that are not on your foundation. Lord, let us tear down the wrong stuff and allow you to rebuild the right stuff. Lord, let us go back to the focus of your Son, Jesus Christ. Let us go back to being focused onto your word. Let us go back on the focus of worship and prayer, on the breaking of bread. Let us focus on fellowshipping together and worshiping you as our great God. Let us always put you first in all that we do, and may your word live and breathe inside of us. This we ask and pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Go now in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.